Young farmers building a team for success. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
Oh, it's been a great trip. We got off the plane and people were wearing shorts. And when we got on the plane, everybody was bundled up. It's like being in a different country, but it's really been a good trip. Had a lot of good tours and a lot of good speakers, and I've really enjoyed it.
Weakley County young farmer Ben Moore was one of several Tennessee young farmers and ranchers who spent the last few days in Jacksonville, Florida. They were there attending the American Farm Bureau's National Leadership Conference, taking part in the various breakout educational sessions and getting to see firsthand some of Florida's diverse ag industry.
Well, I've always tried to be involved in agricultural organizations, and I feel that the young farmers and ranchers is one of the best organizations that a young farmer can be involved in, just because of the issues that we discuss and the things that we can get done by working together. I enjoy the young farmers and ranchers.
Young farmers from 41 states attended the leadership conference, including Tim Melhart from South Dakota.
We had a great time, learned a lot of new things from a lot of speakers from around the nation. It makes a very huge difference because I see that I'm not the only one out there with a few struggles in the world.
Chairman of Tennessee's Young Farmer and Rancher Committee, Carla Stedman of Hamlin County, says the only way the ag industry can survive is to continue developing the next generation of farmers through events like this.
We're an 18 to 35 year old organization, and if you don't have young people involved, then it is going to die. But right now, we've got enough people involved, and we continue to look for the new people and try to find something to keep them interested. And that driving force, and of course, the big thing that we all have in common is our common love of agriculture and that tradition that it holds with all of us.
More than 650 young farmers from across the country attended the leadership conference. Andrew Petty of Sevier County represented the state very well. He made it all the way to the Final Four in the National Collegiate Discussion Contest representing the University of Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.